my blind spot. I turn slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Yo, what's up? This is Will.i.am, and I'm joining Stand Up To Cancer and Providence St. John Health Centers to let you know that colon cancer affects the black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Hi, this is Jenny Kavner, voice of the A's on NBC Sports California. Now back to Lug Nuts Baseball.
Welcome into Jackson Field in mid-Michigan. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and I'm joined by Nate Miller. And today, it is the Lansing Lugnuts and the West Michigan Whitecaps in game number 5 in a 6-game series. Now you may be asking yourself, it's 10 minutes past the 8 o'clock hour in the Eastern time zone. Seems to be a little bit later on. Tons of rain came through. Nate, we're expecting more rain to come through as well, but we're going to try to play baseball.
You know what they say, Jesse, better late than never, and they also say when it rains, it pours. Both ring true today. We're hoping to get this 5th game of the series in and hoping the rain that looms can avoid Jackson Field, as Adam Jaxa likes to call it, the Lansing bubble.
Yesterday was offense that rained. How about 30 base hits between the two teams? How about a 13-8 Lansing win?
I feel like it was almost the exact opposite of what we thought going into this game. We saw that Joe Miller and Luis Morales were going to be that game's starters. Two very good pitchers on each team, sort of expecting more of a pitcher's duel, and then got nothing but, as you said, 21 total runs, 30 hits. It was a good old-fashioned slugfest yesterday.
West Michigan is starting Jaden Hand today, therefore I would think he's been the ace of the staff, that maybe tonight might be affected by pitching. What do you think for tonight?
I think it's going to be very interesting. The weather is obviously going to play a bigger factor than it normally does tonight. When it rains, you usually see pitchers tend to struggle with their control a little bit more, getting that good grip and placing their pitches exactly where they want to. So I think we're going to see our fair share of walks tonight. I think there are going to be a lot of men on both teams on the base paths all game, and we may be seeing a score slightly similar to what we saw last night.
On the other side for Lansing, we've got the right-hander Jake Garland going to the mound, followed by Grant Judkins, as Adam Jaxa reminded us in the on-field pregame show. That was a combination that led to a no-hitter earlier this year.
Yeah, it's a fantastic combination. Jake Garland in his last outing was not at his best, giving up 9 runs and 6 hits over 4 innings pitch. But we know Jake's always got his stuff, and on any given day, he can come out and maybe even no-hit your team.
Yesterday, you came at me with 3 bold predictions. How many bold predictions do you have today?
I have 3 bold predictions, and then I have 1 hopeful prediction. We'll call it that, a little bonus one.
Okay. Let's start with number 1 of the bold.
Number 1 of the bold, I think Will Simpson has at least 4 RBIs today. I think he continues his hot streak. Guy's been doing nothing but hitting as of late, and I don't know why it's going to stop today.
Okay, how about number 2?
Number 2, I think Jake Garland, throughout his work today, allows 2 or fewer hits to this offense.
2 or fewer hits from Jake. And number 3?
And number 3 is, this is probably my longest shot, but might not be too crazy. I like Jared Dickey to get his first Lugnut home run today.
You know, Dickey set for himself a goal to hit 10 home runs this year. He is sitting on 9. He's looking for number 10. That would be huge for him on a personal level. All right, those are your bold predictions. Now we're talking about hope, right?
Yeah, my hopeful prediction is that we get to play 9 innings of baseball at Jackson Field today.
So bring us down to what you've been looking at on the radar.
Yeah, I've been keeping a close eye on that rain radar because you never know, especially when it comes to Michigan weather, what is exactly going to happen. And we've just been hoping that this rain continues to elude us. So my hopeful prediction is everyone at home and everyone here gets to watch and listen to at least 9 innings of Lugnuts baseball today.
That would work perfectly for me. Did you have a hitter on each team that you're watching for?
I do have a hitter on each team I'm watching for. And on the Lugnuts side of things, I already talked about him a little bit. Got to go with Will Simpson. He had 6 RBIs yesterday. That's the most a Lugnut has had in a game this season, 2 away from tying the franchise record. The guy was mashing, did it all. Got it done with a sac fly, had a single, and then the 3-run shot in the first. He's not just using his power. He's finding gaps in the infield, too. And then in the bottom of the 8th inning, almost had a 7th RBI, but that scorching liner was caught by the second baseman. And I just think his bat's really doing well right now, so I like him to continue that hot streak today.
All right, Simpson for Lansing. How about for West Michigan?
I'm going with the 9-hole hitter for West Michigan again, Seth Stevenson. I talked yesterday about how crucial Patrick Lee was going to be in that lineup, setting the table for the top of the order. And now that duty falls to Seth Stevenson, especially now with Max Clark being back in that leadoff spot. This was West Michigan's leadoff hitter yesterday, so we know he has the ability to get on and move around the bases quickly. So if he's able to successfully do that from the 9 spot today and set the table for that top 3 of Clark, Anderson, and Campos, West Michigan is going to be looking pretty. But yeah.
Seth Stevenson, if you go back in his last 5 games, he's 10 for his last 22, hitting .455. He has 15 for his last 33. He's been exceptional. So keep your eye out for Seth Stevenson batting in the 9 spot. And on that note, we'll have Adam Jackson coming up shortly with the starting 9s. Thank you, Nate.
Thank you, Jesse.
We'll be checking in with Nate. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here. Lansing Lugnuts pregame rolls on from Jackson Field.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
You know, as it happened, we were just listening to you, Ken Korak, calling A's baseball. Lugnuts baseball coming up. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Time to check in with Adam Jackson with the starting lineups.
All right there. Better late than never indeed. As you guys were talking about just moments ago, coming up on first pitch just after 8:15 in the Eastern time zone. And, wow, what a series this has been. 2-2, so we start with West Michigan. Now 26-19 in the second half. 57-54 overall. As we know, Max Clark takes Fridays off. He does not take Saturdays off. He is your leadoff hitter tonight, the number one prospect in center field. Max Anderson bats second. He plays second, and he wears number 22. Roberto Campos hits third as the DH. At first base and batting cleanup is Luke Gold. Isaac Pacheco, the second lefty in the order, swings fifth at third base. John Peck is back in the order, the shortstop, swinging sixth. Patrick Lee bats seventh in right field. Josh Crouch, well, he will be crouching tonight as the catcher, batting eighth. And Seth Stevenson rounds out the 9 in left field. Clark, Anderson, Campos, Gold, Pacheco, Peck, Lee, Crouch, Stevenson. And they will support one of the top Tiger prospects, the righty Jaden Hamm, with that great curveball, his third time facing the Nuts tonight. What are you looking at for potential hitters that the Nuts have to pay attention to? And no, Jesse, you cannot say all 9.
You know what I'm going to talk about is the guy who's not there, the missing man. Tyron Lorenzo in the first 4 games reached base 15 times out of 20 plate appearances. He was always on. That helps out an offense, and I don't think it's any coincidence that West Michigan's offense has been humming in this series. Well, without Lorenzo, Campos moves up to hit third, and Luke Gold moves up to hit in the cleanup spot. We know that Max Clark is a dynamo batting leadoff, but are they going to get production out of the middle part of the order? Suddenly there's a lot more pressure on. And Luke Gold, how does he handle that?
And again, just two lefties tonight, too, against a couple of right-handed pitchers to see if they can find a way against Jake Garland tonight. So we will see. On the other side, though, let's take a peek at Craig Conklin's starting lineup, the second-year manager. Lugnuts 21-25, 53-58 overall. Johnny Butler leads off, the lefty in left field. Ryan Lasko swings second in center field. Jared Dickey, the second lefty in the order, is DHing, hitting third. Batting cleanup is Will Simpson at first base. Nate Nankill hits fifth in right field. TJ Schofield-Sam, fresh off his first Lugnut bomb last night, is batting sixth, the third lefty tonight. He is at second base. Luke Mann, another lefty. He is not the missing man, as Jesse said. He is the Missouri man, and he is at third base. Cole Kahn, the switch hitter, hits eighth and catches. And Saheed Valenzuela, also the switch hitter, rounds out the order at shortstop. Butler, Lasko, Dickey, Simpson, Nankill, Schofield, Sam, Mann, Kahn, Valenzuela. Jake Garland is the righty from Miami that gets the ball. Thoughts tonight on this starting nine for Craig Conklin's team?
Well, you look around that order. Nate Nankill has seven hits in his last nine at-bats the last two games. Johnny Butler yesterday, three hits, three runs scored, plus a walk. Ryan Lasko on base three more times yesterday. He's 7-for-15 with two walks in the series. But TJ Schofield-Sam is the guy to watch. The second baseman cranked out his first home run here in High A yesterday, and he was hit by two more pitches. Do you know that Schofield Sam has now been hit by seven pitches in 14 games with the Nuts? And so the Lugnuts kept on getting runners on the bottom part of that order. Look at that bottom part after Nankill, red hot. Schofield Sam, Mann, and Kahn, 6, 7, 8 batters, were three of the best hitters for the single-A Stockton Ports. If they can do any damage, watch out.
Watch out indeed. What we are watching for right now is the very important meeting that is going on in center field. They are deliberating, both managers out there right now with the GM, Zach Clark, on whether or not the outfield is playable for tonight's game. And now we are seeing more individuals. Joe, the ground screw leader, is out there as well. So the tarp has been pulled here. We obviously were expected to start an hour and 20-ish minutes ago, but that is the deliberation right now that they are trying to figure out. Is the outfield playable to see if we can get this game started? If it's not, well, of course, then we won't be able to get the game started. But that seems to be the last clearing point, Jesse, to see if baseball will be played tonight at Jackson Field.
Tony Cappuccelli is also added, right? One West Michigan Whitecaps representative. And you've got the whole Lugnuts brain trust, the coaching staff, head groundskeeper Joe Trotner, the general manager Zach Clark, and the center fielder Ryan Lasko. And I love having the center fielder on hand to say, hey guys, this is going to be my office and I want to make sure that I'm safe.
Yeah, it's an important meeting. So again, we wait to see what the final word is. Both umpires are hanging out at home plate. That's Jabril Jeter Abdullah and Justin Hopkins, the two that have been here all week long. Because again, the game has not started yet, so it is still in the determining factor of Zach Clark and the Lugnuts if this game played. Once the game starts, then it's the umpire's decision on delays and if there's a postponement or not.
I find that curious. Do you find that curious that the umpires are not part of this conversation?
Well, to the point that I just made, no, because again, it's not their decision beforehand if this game is played or not. So I would imagine Zach Clark, he's out there in center field along with Joe, the head groundskeeper. They're going to make their way right past home plate. So,
I mean, I would still, if I was Jabril or if I was Justin, I'd at least want to eavesdrop.
Well, the meeting has now been broken up. Maybe they're playing telephone, Jesse, and they've got that somewhere we're just not aware of.
The whole point of the game telephone is to show you that communication gets mangled the more people talk to each other.
Perfect.
Nobody ever plays telephone and goes, yes, that's exactly the sentence I said. We won again. But this umpiring crew is ready. It's true, it is in Zach's hands. But you do want it to be that full decision. You do want everybody to be on the same page and to say, all right, we feel good about playing baseball.
Yeah, and as mentioned, here come the managers. Here comes Zach Clark.
It's a parade.
And, yeah, they're going to stop the parade at home plate. It looks like Joe, the head grounds crew, and Zach, the GM, they are the ones that will talk to the umpiring crew. I don't know if they – I think the other reason, Jesse, that they're at home plate is because they haven't exchanged lineup cards yet. So they're sitting there waiting to see if both managers are coming out here.
Well, we were scheduled for an 8:20 start, right?
We were.
And the umpires are told that things are kept to a very specific schedule. And we do know that there are folks here in this ballpark who are trying to make sure everything is kept on this strict schedule because we want to get the game started at the specific time. But the umpires now know they're not coming over to exchange lineup cards. They're continuing this conversation. And now the umpires join everybody else in chatting things through. It's interesting to me, too. How often around the field do you say it's about the home plate area or it's about the pitcher's mound or it's about the infield? That everything was centering on center field.
In the meantime, make sure you take a peek at Danny Bautista Jr., who's trying to work a camera from Avery Cotell, our camera girl, and take a photo of all of the pit crew members that are down there.
And maybe you see Jared Riguez hanging out in the background.
There you go. If you're watching on MLB.TV, great shot of Danny Bautista Jr. squaring up the photo. Look at that. Come on now.
Say cheese.
That's great stuff. So, Jesse, what do you think? We playing?
I think that the answer is currently being deliberated on by the big conference down below, right of the circle.
Maybe we should have one of those pit crew members take our crowd mic over there and just, you know, stick it in that group.
With consent. Now, did you see that Will Simpson was mic'd up during batting practice the other day?
Ooh, I did not see that.
It was great. It was a highly energetic batting practice. Will gave it his all, and he talked a lot. It was beautiful. On each side of the field, you also have each team's starting pitcher, ready to get things going when given the signal. Max Clark, the leadoff hitter for West Michigan, the very first batter of the ball game, is near the on-deck circle. Jabril Jeter Abdullah said, hey, no more music right now. Right, waving up to the press box. Things are getting curious.
Jesse, I think he just called the game.
Yeah, no baseball today. Well, we just heard through the microphone that. See you tomorrow. The umpires have called it off. No baseball game today. We will get the official word from Zach Clark, the general manager, who's going to make sure that this message is all passed around. And it's going to be given to the PA announcer, Chris Snyder, to our left. And at some point, this is going to have to be officially declared over the speaker system to everyone down below. But Adam, you mentioned it. Jabril looking right up to us and waving off tonight's ballgame.
Yeah, well, I'm just guessing that the outfield wasn't in playable condition. And, I mean, I don't know. It's been kind of a mess here. But that's what happens when Mother Nature gets in the way and you feel for the fans and everybody. And we'll see if we play two tomorrow.
So no baseball game here today. Yeah, your hope prediction, Nate, also. It turns out that we didn't have any hope. Tomorrow we are scheduled for a 1:05 p.m. finale. And we can speculate and now say that we will expect a 1:05 p.m. doubleheader, 2 7-inning games. Carlos Marcano and Jaden Hamm would be the expected starters for the Whitecaps. And for the Lugnuts, Jake Garland would be expected to start one game. We would see if Grant Judkins would go in the other, or if it would be Mitch Myers, who's slated to start the expected game tomorrow, the regularly scheduled game. We've played four. We will not play today. And this is about field conditions.
Yeah. I mean, look, they just had the meeting in the outfield. That's what they were taking a peek at, because the field looks beautiful right now. The grounds crew did a great job. They got the tarp on there. The field is in playable condition. They chalked it. It's all set. But unfortunately, that's how things work.
So, we'll check in with you tomorrow. 12:45 pregame show, 1:05 p.m. the first pitch. The Lansing Lugnuts, the West Michigan Whitecaps on Big Lug's birthday at Capital City Market Kids Day. The Lugnuts and the Whitecaps to close things out with a twin bill, we expect. You can go to MILB.com/Lansing, and you can find all the information. We will also share everything on our social media channels at Lansing Lugnuts. For Adam Jaxa and for Nate Miller, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This copyrighted broadcast, non-game, is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this very long pregame show may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Have a good night, take care, stay dry, and go nuts.